Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In this episode, number 178 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons, we talk about a little bit of college football that is still left, the Heisman winner Devontae Smith from Alabama, and the potential that the national championship gets moved because Ohio State has COVID concerns. Then we move into the NFL arena and talk about all the Hawks that are still in the playoffs, the potential for a Hawkeye to get a Super Bowl ring this year. Let's go. Let's have a day.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 178 of the podcast. And this podcast is going to be absolutely nothing about Iowa football, so I figured I would start you off with a story as such. Today I went to jiu-jitsu class, and I got massacred by a thick, hairy behemoth of a man to the point where I thought I was going to have to call DHS because my daddy was beating me. That's how my day went. Hope everybody else is having a better one. Kluver, what do you got?
Oh, no. That's how we're opening this one up, huh?
Hey, dude, it's playoff football time. I'm hyped about playoff football. I'm in a great mood right now. My spirits are high.
Look at Kevin's face. It's okay. Well, welcome in to the podcast. Imagine if this is the first podcast that someone listens to of ours. Like they find the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Oh, 178. Cool. Let's just start, like, you know, they found us this week. Let's start with this one. And we open up with a domestic violence joke, which is great. So you said that there isn't going to be anything about Iowa football. There will be some Iowa football because we're going to talk about the NFL, which does include a whole lot of playoff Hawks.
Well, then my intro was somewhat about this podcast because I'm part of this podcast and it was about me.
And you know who else is a part of the podcast? Kevin Ward.
Guess who's back? Back again. Creamy's back.
Tell a friend, baby. Let's go. Kevin, say hi to the people.
Hello.
How's life been, man?
Life's good, man. Life's good. I'm enjoying life these days.
Kevin, without divulging the contents of the joke, how much did you enjoy that joke last night? I haven't got to ask you, and I just figured I'd have to ask.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
Okay, continue.
Life is good.
Nothing more to continue, man. Life's good, man.
You know what isn't good, and I'm gonna just touch on it real quick. What are the odds that our podcast audience wants to hear three 26-year-olds talk about what happened in Washington, D.C. today?
Zero.
Is it zero?
And I won't do it because I'm way too ignorant, man. I can talk about football and I can talk about people punching each other in the face and that is it. And poker and that is it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I also don't feel qualified in the slide. I feel negatively qualified, reversely qualified to talk about it. But isn't the world wild, bruh? Isn't it crazy?
We are living in a wild world. This Saturday and Sunday are going to be extremely wild too.
It's going to be wild. Before we get there, let's talk about Devontae Smith, the receiver for Alabama, winning the Heisman. First wide receiver to do it in 30 years.
And they called Desmond Howard a wide receiver like he wasn't actually way, way more than that.
Yeah. I mean, he was an ATH.
Yeah, it's about damn time. All these damn quarterbacks think they're hot shit. Devontae, dude, that dude is like one of the most dominant college football wide receivers mm-hmm. I've ever seen.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it because we saw some unbelievably dominant receivers over the past few years. Like Alabama's had some insane ones. Clemson's had some insane ones, like LSU. But all of a sudden, Devontae Smith might be the best one that we've seen in like years and years and years.
There's been a
scoot.
He can scoot and he can bounce. I don't know if you got Kevin, you may, because you were, you know, you follow a bunch of the strength conditioning stuff in the strength conditioning world. Cause I still follow a bunch of coaches, DeMarco and a bunch of the people that he associates with. There's a lot of talk about how he weighs 175 pounds.
Yep.
And how, and this kind of goes against, you know, the Iowa, I about said the Iowa way. Watch me fucking get canceled with that one. Catch me out here with that one. All right.
Easy, buddy. Don't do it to yourself, Bubs.
Put me in the ground.
What's the word I'm looking for? The MO, would you say?
Yeah, the MO of Iowa football. You know, get them in the program, give them 2-3 years, feed them.
Thick them up a little bit, like feed a trophy those cattle.
Like a freaking calf, baby. You got to grow that beef. And
we're
then
the trophy steeds.
And then when they mature, I guess this is where the analogy ends, because usually you slaughter them so that humans can eat them. And but we just put them on for show in Kinnick in the Iowa program. So
except when you're me and I kind of get slaughtered.
So yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about, Clue. Like the debate, like, do we really need to put these weight on the receivers? In this case, no, obviously it works out for him because the guy can run, I was going to say like a deer, but faster than deer. So like a cheetah. Cheetah catch deer. And then he's a deer.
Faster.
Run like a cheetah. But I mean, you can also look at like DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, dudes who are absolutely shredded, look like a tank, and are dominating at the NFL level.
Yeah,
so I don't think you have to read that much into it. Like,
do you think
weight have that big factor in the effectiveness of a wide receiver?
Do you think at a certain point with the, I mean, we're talking Devontae Smith has top 1% of the 1% of the 1% athleticism on earth. When you're at that level, the most top elite level of even elite athletes, it probably doesn't matter, because you're right. You can outrun them. You can outwork them on a move. It's like if you have the skills and the speed at such a level, then, but it will be interesting to see how he does in the NFL.
Because, yeah. And I also haven't, this is not a knock at him. And he might be a great blocker. I don't know if he's a good blocker.
I don't either. I don't know.
I don't know.
Which,
but I think he's a shoe-in late round fantasy pick next year. Spoiler alert, burn it down podcast.
Depends what team he goes to.
Yeah, it's gonna matter. It's definitely gonna matter.
Yeah.
If he's got some jackass thrown to him, it's probably a wrap on that one. I mean, he'll get some points for sure. So that was interesting. First in 30 years, second was Lawrence, who
I don't know if he deserved second this year.
I don't know if he did either. I mean,
yeah, he was out a couple games with COVID. You guys, you can't really take that against him, but at the same time, you kind of can. Like,
maybe it's, know, yeah, maybe it's recency bias too, just because I just watched him get absolutely slapped by Ohio State.
Facts.
And so,
yeah, well, the votes were in before the playoff games, but
yeah. Oh, that's true.
I don't know. There's always, you know, the preseason favorites always going to get a little bit of a bump too.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Wild that Alabama had, I mean, not really should be. I mean, at this point it's expected.
I think the top, they had three guys in the top five. I think
three in the top five. Yeah. The quarterback, running back and receiver. And that's because they pay their players.
And let's be honest, the running back is an absolute freak of nature.
Yeah. Saw a lot of debate from between Iowa State and Iowa State fans and whoever else wanted to be in the conversation with them about if Breece Hall was better than their running back.
That's asinine to say, but Breece Hall is very good.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's almost like comparing apples to oranges with what they did and who they did it against on a consistent basis. I mean, I don't know. I think that if Iowa State played Iowa this year, Breece Hall would have looked like just another running back. That's just my opinion. And back to the thing where they pay players. They pay players. And we
facts.
Allegedly.
But they pay.
But they pay all of them. And when I went to the Under Armour game, Nick Saban, I heard about them getting paid. Oh, what?
Yep. Yeah. Nick Saban, come sue me.
Come sue me, Nick. I don't know how they do
come
it.
Come sue me, Nick.
Just wait. When we're like 53 or something like that, which is only like 26 years away, there's going to be a documentary that comes out on ESPN about the SEC at the turn of the what
millennium?
The millennium, yeah. Paying players and just dominating the early 2000s.
You think people are going to care in 50 years? I swear to God, if college athletes aren't being paid in 50 years, I'll be shocked.
That's true. That's true. I mean, we're getting closer. I think there was news that Ohio State is having some COVID problems.
Drake,
COVID-19.
You have any advice for our friends at the Ohio State?
Yeah, I do actually. Eat healthier because you can't really taste the food, and work out harder because you're not actually sick.
I think what Kevin was looking for was something involving bleach or Clorox or something along those lines.
Sure. Disinfect. Yeah, I guess. Okay. But they're not actually sick, you know?
You're right. You're probably right. I imagine that those who are having the issues, unless they're coaches who are older, they probably had very minor symptoms. But the college, I don't know who made this decision, the CFP, I guess, or NCAA, are considering moving back the championship date.
From what I saw, the Big Ten wants to move it back.
The Big Ten wants to move it
back. Guess what? The Big Ten can fuck off because it's not their game.
Also, yeah, Kevin Warren is an asshole. And as is everyone with the name Kevin.
This is true. This is actually factually true. And we have a sample size on this podcast that everyone out there named Kevin is an asshole.
It's a huge sample size. Interesting though, would be, I mean, can you imagine playing on the 18th of January? I mean, that is after, we came back on like the 15th, 16th, 17th, multiple years, for the second semester. Like that would be trash.
I actually have to disagree with you on this one, because if I was playing the biggest game of my entire life,
you'd want to be fresh.
The anticipation would be very fun for me, I think, because it would be a 2-week period of time where I had never felt this way in my life. Mm. And then also the extra week on the body where, you know, you were taking it easy that first week and recharging would be pretty sweet. But I mean, you get 2 weeks to prepare for the biggest game of your life. And like, you only get one or maybe two opportunities if you're extremely lucky to feel this way. And I would just like to, I don't know, if it was January 18th, all eyes on me, January 18th, you know?
Yeah, I'm with Drake on this one. I think the pros of pushing it back outweigh the cons. Like, yeah, obviously it sucks. You get like a week of break or no break to go home. But that is something worth giving up to play in the nation.
I didn't even think about it in that way until you guys said that. I flip fences.
You just love going on break so much, don't you?
Dude, I, you know what?
Hey, the time back with the family to recharge was important.
I'm a big family guy.
Yeah, we know. You go to like 4 Thanksgivings every year.
Yeah, that's true. You got 5 Christmases, dude, and we talked about it. And you were celebrating Christmas on January 5th or January 4th or, yeah, like call it the 5th. And that's kind of bullshit in my opinion because that's not at all Christmas, dude. So there's my 2 cents. Okay,
let's hold the phone, though, because brother's on the team and wasn't home yet.
Listen, it's not Christmas.
I know it's not Christmas, but if we want to do it with the entire family, which is where this conversation started, that's where Christmas happened. That's where Christmas happened when we played. I do love family, and I do have like 4 Thanksgivings and 4 Christmases every year, except for this year. It was different. I, as a long snapper, you know, every time Saturday rolls around, we're pretty recovered, you know, body feels pretty good. So
you tip top the goo.
You recovered from that Wednesday punt session?
Dude, hey, let me tell you what. When we had punt and PAT on the same day, and we had some reps at the end of practice when we were in move the ball.
Talk to him about it. Wednesdays when we just did all 4 special teams, bam, 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 bam. I was gassed by the time we got to the end of the
game. And I respect that. I don't know how you did that. That's honestly, like, that would be a good form of torture for, like,
Kevin, tell the folks about kickoff practice.
Fucking sucks, man. You might as well be running conditioning.
You literally might as well be doing
conditioning plus combat.
No. It is literally combat track. That is what kickoff period is. It's combat track.
Kickoff drill, just in any Division I program, or I guess maybe any level football in college, it might actually be considered abuse. In like 10 or 15 years, kickoff drill will not be allowed because it'll be abuse. It'll be outlawed because we'll be that.
Have we described combat drill and what has happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
In short, for those who didn't hear it before or want to hear it again, you essentially line up. There's a guy out in front of you. What is it? 5 yards distance to start?
5, yeah.
10.
Whistle blows. You both run the same direction. The guy that's leading hits a mark. He turns around, digs his feet in the ground, and waits for the other guy to run square into his face.
It's essentially, you know, pretending you're on the front line to kickoff, running back to your spot, except for the guy who's playing defense or on the kickoff team does not have the option to go around you.
He has to run through you.
He has to run through you.
Now, there is another drill where you are supposed to avoid.
But listen, yes, that drill came into play after
everyone had concussions.
Yeah, I was going to say after concussion information came a little bit more to the forefront of the media. And after we saw some clips in practice film that definitely could have been subject to murder.
I think it's actually
RIP Jake Russ.
Yeah, the coaches, I think, get off on nothing more than throwing on combat drill highlights. And who did we watch? Was it James Morris?
It was Christian Kirksey, dude. Kirksey? Nobody was as explosive in college Chris Kirksey. He flatlined James Morris like he was a fucking third team scrub.
For all of you who know James Morris and know how tough of an SOB he was in the middle for us for 4 years, Christian Kirksey literally made him look like a teddy bear.
Dude, nobody hit harder than Kirksey for what he was built like.
So those were always fun to see at the beginning. But yeah, you're right. The game will probably be better. The game will probably benefit. Now,
as of right now, the game's still on Monday.
I know. I would be better. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if does Ohio State have any chance?
Yes.
Yes.
The Ohio State that showed up against Clemson
definitely
has a dude at plus +8 empty the clip on Ohio State. If that's the Ohio State that shows up,
yeah,
because plus +8's a steal. But if it's the Ohio State that shows up against Northwestern, they literally don't have a prayer. So there's two polar opposite Ohio State teams in the 2 previous games.
You know, I think Ohio State is kind of guilty of playing to the level of competition this year. I mean, they handled a couple of teams a little bit, but you know, I think they played down with Indiana, they played down with Northwestern,
and then Nebraska. Clemson comes
around and they finally reached the potential that they saw, not only on offense, like you saw them just explode with deep passes. I think Fields played his best game of the year by far, but I think their defensive front played their best game against a quality opponent. So I was going to put a nice hefty bet on Buckeyes plus +8 before this COVID thing came about. I don't know who's got COVID, who doesn't have COVID. So now I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm doing with my money here. But I love the Buckeyes covering a touchdown and a point.
Wow. I like that a lot. I like that a lot, Kevin. That's what we need out of Kevin Ward, baby. He's back. Woo!
We'll see, man. Is there anybody with some insider info on who's got the Rona over there?
Seriously.
Columbus?
Yeah, if you live in Ohio, drive your ass to the Ohio State football facility. Figure it out for us. Come on.
Figure it out for us, man.
That's the last college game of the 2020 season. And that means we're
Shout out to everyone that made the 2020 season happy.
Yeah. Yeah. And not Kevin Warren. Fuck that guy.
Not Kevin Warren, because you tried to make it not happen, you son of a bitch.
I don't think we discussed this. You guys saw the fucking we shit on the Duke's Mayo Bowl, and then they went and broke the trophy. Wisconsin did.
Yeah,
I think we did that. I think that was us.
I think it was us too. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't know if you saw though. He was dancing with the trophy. The trophy just fell apart.
It just fell off. Yeah. So clearly,
the thing was put together with mayonnaise.
Better check Duke's Mayo finances, because they can't afford the good glue. Not sure what's going on over there. A little tight in the Corona times. With that being the last game of the college season, that means that we roll into...
Hey, everybody, before we get into today's episode, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your sports podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, question and answers with Blue Wire's top podcasters, that's us, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of all that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is you get all of that for $15 a month. That's the same rate as any other hosting site, and that's just what they would charge you for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. I feel like I should be like George Bush every time I say the word W. bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. But that's bwhustle.com/join.
The old NFL playoffs, the postseason. There are, I think, I just forgot.
Six wild card games on Saturday and Sunday, bro. 3-3. It's going to be an incredible day of football.
It's going to be great football. Not only that, but if you like the Hawks and you like the NFL both, well, then it's the best of both worlds, because there are 17 Hawkeyes playing in the playoffs this year. 10 of the 14 teams have a Hawkeye on their roster. We're talking Ben Neiman, Anthony Hitchens, Ike Butker, Epinesa, Hyde, Claiborne, Desmond King and Hook, Hesse, Welch. By the way, Welch.
Dude.
Bro. He's like, he's elite, dude. Like, good for him.
Christian. You can be a dude now. You can be a dude.
I remember when he walked in the door, he wasn't exactly a dude.
No, he was not a dude as a freshman.
But he's a dude now. Christian Welch.
How many walking the door as a dude?
Dom Daphne, who didn't finish his career. A ton of Hawkeye fans learned about Dom Daphne for the first time this weekend because he's catching tutters from A-Raj.
And he's getting shout outs on podcasts from A-Raj.
Yeah. And I guess for those that are listening and don't know who he was or that he was ever on the roster, we don't have any answer. Yeah, he was a big time special teamer.
We just couldn't find the right spot.
Didn't have a spot. Yeah.
He's what a lot of, you know, spread offenses would probably call like the H-back. Half tight end, half fullback hybrid type thing. And we just didn't really have that on our roster. He was never going to be a fullback for us. I don't think he really fit at a tight end for us. Mm-hmm. So we had him at wide receiver. And I don't know, I just never really.
Boy got thick.
Boy got thick.
Boy, but he added the fat.
He was thick at Iowa, man. He was built.
He was always thicker than he wasn't Riley McCarron. He wasn't rocking a 4% body fat. He was a thick receiver, but he's team thick now. 2 seasons.
But he's still team fast feet.
I know, because he's making plays. I mean, Tutter right down the middle, dude. Insane.
It helps when they don't cover you, but yeah.
It's awesome when they don't cover you, and I would know that.
Dude, they're using him on a ton of seal blocks too. Yep. He's having to come down and crash the end of the line of scrimmage a lot. And like, let me tell you firsthand, that block hurts.
Bad. Yeah. I mean, they're using him in a way that the Hawkeye offense, the years he was there, Kevin said it, we just didn't have it. There was just we didn't have that. And also Dom wasn't the guy he is now. He was smaller. He was trying to play the receiver position. Could he have been a tight end at Iowa? Probably. I mean, clearly he's doing it for the Packers. So also on the Packers, Josh Jackson still holding it down. James got hurt this year, but he's on the Bears. Blythe and Gervais on the Rams.
You forgot to shout out our buddy Big Bob. He's on the Packers, dude. He's a podcast guest.
But he's not you a literally hawk.
He's a podcast guest though, man, and a friend.
Great. We have a ton of other people. Okay.
Hey, if Searles was still playing and was in the playoffs, we would shout out Searles, and
Bobby Tan, dude, you should have been in the Pro Bowl. You got fucked. Come on the podcast. We'll talk about it.
Perfect.
How he's not in the Pro Bowl is kind of asinine.
It's wild. Absolutely wild. Sheriff is on the Redskins, and our boy, the Rook, T Daddy Wirfs, is on the Bucks. So
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Did you forget Girth? I didn't hear Girth's name.
Girth is one of the first names.
No, I said Ike, Epp, and Hyde on the Bills.
Oh, okay.
17 Hawks on 10 NFL rosters. I don't know what 10 divided by 14 is, but there's a pretty good chance. Hawkeye.
I guess Micah Hyde's the only one from not our playing day.
Yeah, the only one that we did not play with. Yeah, we played 1 year with Sheriff. Otherwise, everybody was from our time.
I do think we forgot Kirksey on the Packers.
Ooh, Kirks is on the Packers too. So there's 18 players in the playoffs. 10 rosters. That's like 70%. You're looking at a 70% chance that a Hawkeye walks home with a Super Bowl ring. A little bit better than the pinstripe that we got. Who's got the best chance here? What Hawk has the best chance? Hawk or Hawks has the best chance of coming home with the hardware?
Kev, give me your final four prediction.
I'll give you the bracket if you want to. We got the Chiefs and the Packers on each side at the one seed. The Bills will play the Colts as the 2-7. The Steelers, Bills, they're on fire right now, dude. Josh Allen,
Bills cover.
Glad he wasn't this good when we played him, mostly because he didn't have anybody else on his team. Steelers, Browns. I guess I could read the lines for this as well. Steelers, Browns. That game is currently Pittsburgh -6.
Give me Cleveland with the points because I think they're going to make it close.
They are the
got some COVID issues.
Yeah.
Ben's actually playing this game, so I don't know. I like Steelers winning. I don't know about covering.
Okay. Okay, that is the 3-6, and the winner of that game will play the winner of the Titans-Ravens. The line on that game.
So, common misconception. The NFL did they change it this year? But I know previous years, the one seed plays the lowest remaining.
They play the lowest. They play the lowest remaining seed.
This year they changed it, I believe.
Not from the TV graphics that I have seen.
Okay. The one I'm looking at right now says that the Chiefs will play the winner of the Bills-Colts and that the Steelers-Browns winner will play the Titans-Ravens winner. But this could be wrong. It's Sports Nation. It's sportingnews.com. That final line on the Ravens Titans game currently sits at -3 for the Ravens.
I like the Titans in that game. I think I just don't think they're going to stop the run game. And quite frankly, the pass, the offense, just the offense in general, the Titans, I think it's just a juggernaut that the Ravens can't stop.
Tannehill's a fucking low-key weapon, dude.
It's super hard to bet against what kind of a weapon Lamar is and how hard he is to stop and how good the Ravens are, but I'm also going Titans in the points.
Okay. That is on the AFC side. On the NFC side, again, the Packers are the one seed.
In Did this we graph, say Bills cover, by the way? Did we?
Oh, the Bills cover. Bills are going to cover okay. against the Colts, yeah.
Do we say it three times? Because if not, if you guys didn't hear that, Bills cover.
Yeah, Bills are covering. And also screw the Colts because they're one of the four teams that doesn't have a Hawk on the roster in the playoffs. Again, the Packers, the one seed on the other side. If this graphic is right, they will play the winner of the Bears-Saints game. And the line for that game is currently -10. I mean, that is a huge playoff line. Holy shit. -10.
I mean, the Bears are just – they just do not belong in the playoffs, man.
I don't even know.
Well, they start off like 5-2 and then went 3 for their last 8 or whatever.
Yeah. Well
– they're just not a playoff
team. At some point, they went on a 6-game losing streak. They finished semi-strong and snuck in because of a loss, I'm pretty sure, because Arizona lost this past week, and so that's how they got in.
Yeah, and I think they play like Detroit, the Vikings, and Houston. Three
wins or something. Let me tell you, Mitchell Trubisky ain't a good quarterback.
His numbers kind of beg to differ. Not gonna lie, if you just objectively look at his stat line this year, it's not that bad.
It's not horrible.
His numbers since he got benched and came back are a lot.
They're better. And that's why they've been winning games. Unfortunate that James
he also gave up play calling.
He did. That was interesting. So then on the other, on that side, so regardless, the Saints are going to crush them. The Saints are going to absolutely smoke them. Drew Brees, Taysom Hill just being a boss, just put him wherever, throw him in at safety or D line. He'll probably figure it out.
So you say they cover 10?
Yeah, I think Kevin? So. I think so.
Points, Kevin? When have you ever covered 10 points? Dude, if you always take the points.
Did you see what the Packers did on last week?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. All right, so the Seahawks play the Rams. All right. No Hawks on the Hawks. Seahawks have no Iowa guys on their team. The Rams do, and the line for that game is -3.5 on Seattle's side right now.
Give me the points.
Earl Thomas is hurt. I want Rams in the points.
Points for the Rams.
Yeah, I'm on that as well, not just because I'm a Rams fan.
Seattle started off so hot and then has just been so inconsistent down the stretch.
Yep, Russell was an MVP candidate through the first 6 games.
Yeah, and he was on my fantasy team. And I was doing great. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to win the goddamn league. Yep. And then he just starts putting up 14 points, 13 points, 12, 15, 18. Like, where the hell is it, Russell Wilson in weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, I don't know. They are shaky, and their passing defense is so bad. It's bad. Their run defense is good, and their passing defense has been better as of late, but they can't be trusted if you're really going to put your money on them late in the season.
I'm serious. If Jamal Adams is hurt, like, that's a significant amount of that. Like, against their defense is really hurting about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wrap. And the winner of that game, hopefully the Rams, because we just told you that we're all taking the points on that one, will play the winner of the Iowa just corn-fed battle, Sheriff versus Wirfs. Redskins.
Give me Tampa in the points. Tampa covering the points, sorry.
You think Tampa's going to cover the points, huh?
Yeah, I don't – if you looked at the way
– you know how many points it is?
Washington's – yeah, it's like 8, isn't it?
8.5.
Yeah, they cover that easy, dude. We just talked about whoever covered 10 points. Okay. How much you want to bet right now, Kevin? Live bet on the
live bet
on the podcast.
$50.
$50 it is.
Put $1,000 down, pussies.
No, it doesn't have to be like that.
No, I think, man, this is close. Ooh.
Tampa
has done that a really good job of just beating the shit out of some
bad teams,
but the good teams can kind of give them fits, and Washington's got a solid defense. I don't know if they're going to put up any points.
Yeah,
but they got a solid defense.
You're right. Oh God. I'm going on Drake's side. Tampa. I'm going Tampa.
Tampa covers.
But it's barely, it's like 9, it's a 9-point game. So that's what we're looking at. But
did we pick them about even 3-3 dogs and favorites?
Bills are the favorite. We picked them to cover. Yeah, it's pretty close. Maybe 4-2, but again, what,
who? No, because Titans are a dog, right?
Yeah. 3.5 points. Yeah. I think we took Titans as a dog, Rams as a dog, and
Kevin's taken Washington as a dog.
Yeah, so basically but, 3-3.
Tennessee.
Derrick Henry did so good for me.
What did we decide on Cleveland and the Steelers? Kevin, you took the Steelers cover 6.
I don't know if they cover.
Here's what I've been hearing from
Steelers guys. Win this game, but I don't know if they cover.
Colin Cowherd, and I don't know what your guys, you guys probably hate him. I actually recently followed finally the Herd on Twitter. I respect, because we're in this whole get the mic on, hot mic, you have to talk about sports, come up with good ideas, try not to say as much as I do because I'm trash at it. But I respect Colin so much for how good he is at his job. His opinions, air quotes, I think are spot on almost all the time, because his number one goal is to get reaction and get clicks, and he's so good at it. And I don't know what his true feelings are on this, but he said that the Steelers are absolutely going to roll the Browns. It's not even going to be close. I don't know.
He also said we lose to Nebraska in 2015.
He said a lot of shit. Yeah.
Listen, Colin Cowherd is only clickbait. Whether you like him or you don't, he's just simply clickbait. So well,
it's not his fault, because everyone, I mean, that's what the talk shows are these days.
Yeah. I think I aspire to be
outrageous shit to get people to watch.
Right. So you just can't take what he's saying as facts, because all he's saying is to either get the clip or not.
I don't believe what they're saying.
I am with you, Kevin.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. For those that are rational and can get past their immediate reaction to something they hear, which is, to be honest, not very many people these days. It's watching those talk shows and those kinds of things. You're just kind of like, oh, this is funny. Like, he's really trying to piss this person off, or these kind of people off, or this team off, or this fan base. But I respect the shit out of him, because he's entertaining. He's very entertaining, and he's got a good show, and that's why he's successful.
Got a hot daughter too,
and his daughter's pretty attractive. Yeah. Do Ben Neiman and Anthony Hitchens have the best chance at a ring this year as a repeat, or is it another Hawkeye? Is it Ike Butker, Epinesa? Is it Dom Daff?
Listen, dude, I'm going Ike versus Ben in the AFC.
Yep.
I'm going Tristan, and I'm going.
Ooh, dude, Packers Saints could be an all-time game.
Give me the pack.
It runs through Green Bay in the NFC.
Unplug your mic and plug it back in. It's doing that thing again.
In Lambeau in the cold, give me the pack. And then going to the Super Bowl. Gosh dang. As long as we get those quarterfinal matchups, I will be happier than a pig and shit. But
I think that's pig. I can't wait. Is it pig and mud? I don't know. Think about this final eight, though. Chiefs-Bills could be an incredible game. Packers-Saints, incredible game. I think the Rams-Bucks could be a great game.
Chiefs wouldn't play the Bills in the second round.
That's what it says on here. Because they
the 2 seed. What you're looking at is fucking wrong, man.
Yeah, but the Colts are the 7 seed. And so,
if the Colts win, they should have to play the 1 seed, because they're the 7 seed.
Right, which is why, by product, if the Bills beat them, then they, I don't know.
No, they're the two seed. That's not how fucking brackets work.
This year's different, though. They changed the playoffs.
There's no way they would put the one seed versus the two seed in the second round. Doesn't make any, what you're looking at is dead ass wrong.
Okay.
The one seed and two seed always match up for the possibility to go to the championship game because that's how they expect it to work. That's chalk.
Let me, okay. I think I found a different one. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if any of these are real.
The NFL has always been.
I realize what it's always been, Kevin.
Seed plays the lowest. Second seed plays the second lowest.
So you're saying that. So you're saying that what this should look like is actually. So
Ben does not know which game to watch of who he's going to play this week, next week.
So it's like a dynamic situation.
Yes.
Okay.
If the Colts win, then he automatically plays the Colts because they're the seventh seed. Okay. But if the four seed is the highest remaining seed, they play that team.
All right. Well, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, fuck me, all right.
Fuck you and your Sports Nation bullshit.
I don't know shit about shit. Okay. I don't claim to.
I'll take it. Gosh damn, one of us is gonna be right.
I wanna see Chiefs, Bills, and the AFC.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I think we're going to see the Packers.
Dude, I think.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if Tampa Bay makes it.
I think Tampa Bay makes it, dude. I think they make the title game and I think they get beat by whoever's there, whether it be the Saints or the Packers or whoever.
It's the Saints. I think the Saints are the second favorite out of the NFC. It's got to be.
Yeah, they have an incredible roster and they're one of the most complete teams. They have a top five scoring defense.
Yeah, Tampa Bay would have to go to New Orleans should they play them before then.
Yep. In a silent ass dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Drew Brees likes the dome. And I think if they have to go to Green Bay, then they're in trouble there.
Yeah.
I'm taking Green Bay and the Saints in the NFC Championship.
Who wins this whole goddamn thing? Who's Super Bowl champion, Kevin, right now?
Bills Mafia, baby. Let's go.
Ike gets a ring, huh?
Dude, they're playing good football.
They're playing really good football.
They're playing good football right now. They got a good offense. I think Josh Allen has enough to get it done, and they got a good defense.
Drake, what do you think?
Wow. Whoever wins the AFC has to play the Packers. Where's the Super Bowl?
No idea.
Let me click on this picture again. This could be wrong too. Who knows? Who knows?
Somebody's yelling at their phone right now, like, this is where it is, you idiot.
Yeah, I don't. Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's right. Tampa would be playing in Tampa. That would be pretty sweet. Oh, man. Give me. Oh, God. Bills Mafia, man. But I don't want to agree with Kevin. That's
wow. But if that's what you feel, that you go with that. You don't worry about what Kevin said. If that's what you feel, you go with it. And I also feel that, except something's telling me. Actually, you know what? Now that I just thought of that stat, I don't think so. I was going to say, I think the Packers somehow find a way to do it. But the MVP is almost never a Super Bowl champion. And A-Rod is going to be the MVP. And so it's 3-for-3, baby. Bills Mafia, let's go.
And we're saying that the Chiefs have no chance.
They have a chance. But I think the Bills have a chance.
We're going on Bills Mafia. The Bills Mafia has been endorsed by the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Bills Mafia to the moon. Let's go. Let's go, Ike. Let's go, Epi. Let's go, Micah. Let's go.
You realize if that happens, well, if any of this happens, any team with a Hawk wins, again, we bring on a guest this offseason with a Super Bowl ring. I'm not a front runner, and it's very hard to repeat Super Bowls. It's so hard to do it two times in a row.
That's the reason I'm betting against Kansas City. That is the sole reason that I'm not taking Kansas City here.
Dude, if they go on a run where they take out the Bills and then either the Saints or the Pat, like that would be so hard to do. I mean, I realize the other team that is, it's them against the field, right? It's just, it's so tough. That's it, man. Bills Mafia, bro. Bills. Ikey boy. Get your ring. Ooh, come on the podcast, brother. Starting for the freaking Bills. Unbelievable. That was 178. I don't know what 179 or 180 looks like next week. At some point, it's the offseason. We got to start scheduling some guests on this shit. And you guys, again, if you have anybody that you want to come on, I asked like 2 weeks ago, but if it pops in your head, send it. Send it over to us. Tag us. Tag them. We're going to try and get as many people on.
You've been grinding social media on guests or what?
Yeah, brother. Dude, I'm trying to load this offseason up and just.
So do have you been in contact with guests?
Not yet. Well, some, a couple. Yeah, a couple. That's it. If you're still listening to us, holy shit, dude. Thanks. But we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.